I have been told that you were kind of the mama of 5 points. So can you tell me what it was like to be a woman starting your own business in the 90s?
It was scary. I borrowed $2,500 from my parents and put in $2,500 of my own. And it was just sweat equity from that. I had friends that had worked with me at Bonwit Teller that came down and helped me. My mom came down. What I did was go through the phone book, because this was kind of pre-computer. And all my customers throughout my retail days, I had postcards printed up that I was opening a consignment shop and would be happy to come get their clothing. And so that's how it started. And we started where Sid Nancy is now. And that was May 1st, 1992.
And as a small business owner, you didn't have to offer your employees health insurance, but you did. So why did you think that was important for you to do that?
Because I felt it was the right thing to do.
I also heard that you bought the police officers around Rosewood bulletproof vests. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
You were probably not here then, but there was a young officer who was shot in Shandon by I think the kid was actually a student. And it turned out that most of the vests they had were either had expired or were getting ready to expire. So one of the officers, Tony Green, he and I are very, very close. And his vest was expired. So we put together a invest in a vest, I think is what we called it, and had a big thing at the fountain, had jars in different stores, and were able to donate. I've got pictures somewhere.
And now since you're retired, how has your life changed? Like, what does your day-to-day life sort of look like now?
It's not what I expected. My last day of work was also my birthday. And mid-afternoon, my staff called me out front, and there was a cake and a lot of regular customers, loyal customers, and merchants from the area. And when I got back to my desk, my cell phone had blown up, and my dad had taken my mother, who has Alzheimer's, with him to a doctor's appointment. And the doctor wanted to immediately admit him to the hospital. So he called my sister, who had her phone off because she was at a doctor's appointment. And he called my aunt, my mother's sister. Finally, they got all that worked out. So the very next morning, I left and went to Greenville. And ended up being there, I think, 6 weeks. My dad passed away. So I immediately became my mother's caregiver. And we also had to pack up a house they had lived in for 50 years.
So that sort of changed your day-to-day life as your...
Oh, yeah, we had planned. We love back road trips. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we'll travel for 3 or 4 weeks, or sometimes just a long weekend, you know. But that was totally out of the question.
And I did see, was told that you had one time shaved your head for the Baldrick's Foundation.
Two or three times. I was registered to do it this year, but my mom's declining so quickly, it's very hard for me to commit myself to anything because I could get a phone call at any minute. In fact, this phone restarted itself. Let me make sure.
Just then, Mrs. McDaniel checked her phone, which had restarted itself in case she were to receive a phone call about her mother.
She fell out of bed last week and luckily did not hurt herself. The memory care place she's in is considered assisted living. And unless it's a nursing home, they cannot put up the bed rails on a hospital bed.
So what compelled you to shave your head for the Baldrick's?
It raises money for children's cancer. And one of my friends, Josh, his best friend's little boy, is going through cancer.
I didn't notice that tattoo on your arm before.
This?
What is that?
They had a fundraiser. Look at my skin. I've lost like 20 pounds from stress. So anyway, they asked me, they said, can you help us raise money? And I'm good at connecting people. I said, on one condition, that I form a group of women and name it Wide Open for JJ's. So you want a picture of my tattoo? But anyway, we raised a good bit of money. We bought a table. And it was a fun night.
So how do you feel that you have impacted Rosewood and Five Points? having been here so long?
I don't know how much I've impacted Rosewood. I'm very lucky to live on this street, and we've got a real tight camaraderie. We have our own Facebook page, so we can let people know if we're gonna, you know, if I'm gonna be out of town, look out for so-and-so, things like that.
I used to be famous one time.
Around six or so.
That was Ralph Waldrop, Miss McDaniel's husband. He apparently has a tattoo on his finger of a muted microphone because he's deaf in one ear. And when somebody talks to his left side, he can hold up his finger to his ear. That's why he didn't answer Miss McDaniel.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
How do you think you've impacted Rosewood and Five Points?
Well, Five Points, I was very vocal. I sat on the board for many, many, many years. I was with the small group that started the very first St. Pat's, and we handled it for I don't know how many years. And then it grew and grew and grew. So a St. Pat's committee was formed. But it's just totally different. It was held in yesterday's parking lot. It's just kind of not my thing anymore. But I had two great nephews come up from Alabama this year. They really enjoyed it. They were underage and did not drink any beer or anything. They just went for the music.
So you've been in this house since 91?
We started looking in Shandon, and the prices at the time, well, even now. And finally I said, honey, we just need to drive across Rosewood. So we did, and we found this little house. It was built in 1940. After we'd lived here some years, Ralph said, you know, that building has electricity and water. So Billy and Ralph redid everything, and Billy lived there forever. So anyway, in all these years, we've only had two tenants. Now, Kelly, that owns Good for the Soul, she's next to Gourmet Shop. He's there. And I think he's been there 8 to 10 years, maybe. He's a tall baby. He's off today. I don't know. It's weird. He never has Thursdays off.
Can you tell me how you and your husband met?
There used to be a place on Rosewood called Rupert's. I think it burned down. The old Rockaway, Salvation Army store, Rupert's were all in one little stretch. It might be where the new Rockaway's is now. This was so long ago. That was in, when did I meet Ralph? 88? The end of 88. And I walked in with a friend of mine who worked for Chernoff Silver, one of the big ad agencies. I mean, had different ideas. And her husband and Ralph's ex-wife had worked with her, so she knew him. And he was sitting, they had like a long bar, not a bar that served beer, but just a long bar where you could just sit with your friends, and he was reading a book. And she asked him if he'd like to come sit with us, and that was pretty much it. We bought this house, and 6 weeks later got married in the backyard. And Ralph and his two daughters at the time built a deck that went straight off that top step right here, all the way out to the end of that green walkway. It was huge. It was absolutely beautiful, but it rotted away over the years. And we got married under that pecan tree.